this weekend we've got some movies coming up, haven't we? Can you tell us, because there's quite a few, tell us about those.
Yeah, this weekend we've got The Unlikely Pilgrimage of Harold Fry. It's based on a sort of best-selling book by the same name. It's got great reviews and a fabulous cast, Jim Broadbent and Penelope Wilson, so it should be a really good movie.
Okay.
And then after that, there is Sugar and Stars. It's the second time we're showing this one. It's about it's a French movie about a young man who comes from sort of difficult beginnings to become an international pastry chef.
Oh, okay, pastry chef. What time's that one?
That's at 7:30.
Okay, so that's Saturday covered.
Yeah, and then... Oh, no, sorry. Actually, that's wrong, Aaron. We have... It's The Unlikely Pilgrimage of Harold Fry Saturday, and then after that, there's the Women's Adventure Film Tour.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I'm misleading you. I'm looking at the at your guys' schedule, and I'm looking at the wrong part of it myself, so that's not really helping.
Yeah.
So what is the Women's Adventure Film Tour?
It's a series of short films. I think there's 7 short films, which are all about different kinds of sports and adventure. I think they've got surfing, there's mountain climbing, long distance running, all kinds of movies. And they're not really sort of different from most adventure film tours. They're sort of focusing on the personal aspect of it.
Yeah.
On stories about women from different cultures and sports and their personal growth rather than just what they have done in the way of adventure.
Yeah, that's something new, although I think it's not the first time they've done it, is it?
It's the 7th season.
Wow, okay.
I haven't seen any of them, but I'm quite keen on this one.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting, yeah. Okay, now we've got Saturday sorted.
Yeah, and that Sunday is the French Pastry Chef at 7 o'clock. And then, there's no movie. Oh, yeah, there's only one movie on Sunday, sorry. And then the next weekend we've got more movies coming up on the 30th and the 1st of October.
Okay, so the Sunday movie, what is that one?
On Sunday, it's the French Pastry Chef.
Okay, right.
Sugar and Stars.
Ah, there we go, Sugar and Stars. It's in the evening. All right, so that's the movies. Can we just catch up with the film festival? I know from talking to you guys in the past that the date's completely changed. It's not happening like normally it would happen around this time of year, but just give us a rundown on that, why it's different.
This time we're accepting entries at the moment till the 27th of October, and then the actual showing and awards will be in 2024 in May.
Okay, oh, so that's quite a way away.
Yeah, so you don't need to actually submit your movie yet. That doesn't have to be until the beginning of March next year. It's just we'd like some entries now so we can start to organise and see what we've got.
Okay.
And there is a prize for young people who enter before... get their films in by the 1st of December, a $50 prize draw for young people.
Okay, and
that's worth something.
And that should fit in with anyone who's doing something for a school project.
Yeah, we're hoping we'll get some good support from schools this year. Amy Hannah's been doing some connecting and supporting them to get their entries in.
Okay, and I know the last festival I went, the last one, had a lot of work from kids at Fraser High School, in fact.
Yes, we do. That's because we have Sue Harker, who's a teacher at Fraser, who's part of our film team committee, and she does a lot of work with her kids through the year, and they can do it for their NCEA. So
yeah,
we'd like to see more Raglan kids in addition to that. Hopefully they'll be coming through this year.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some keen filmmakers out there. You've got a garage sale coming up soon, haven't you? A bit of a fundraiser going on?
Yeah, it's a fundraiser for the old school. It's going to be on Sunday the 24th of September. We've done them in the past 2 years and they've been very successful. There's been lots of great treasures for people to find. And we're looking for donations at the moment to be dropped off at the old school next week on the Wednesday the 20th through to Saturday the 23rd from 10 till 2.
Yeah.
Anything that people have that we can sell, except for electrical items, CDs and DVDs and large household furniture, we can't deal with those, I'm afraid.
No, nobody wants a DVD or a CD anymore, surely.
I know. What do you do with them, eh? Art to wear, maybe.
I've got a shelf behind me. You might have seen them when you were here. And they just sit there. We don't do anything. We just think it looks like a radio station to have CDs, so they stay on the shelf.
Yeah, I suppose one day they might be like these people that buy library books by the meter, to decorate their houses with.
Yeah, that could be a thing, yeah. All right, so none of those, and no electrical, and I guess also the message is don't use this as a chance to avoid dumping something and paying dumping fees at Extreme.
Yeah, no, please not. We're looking for good quality items that we can sell to as a fundraiser.
Yeah. So are people going to bring it into the old school while you guys are there in the office?
Yep, that's right. 10 till 2, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay, all right. And then when is the garage sale itself?
It's on the Sunday the 24th, 10 till 2. And we'll have some coffee and home baking for sale as well. We'd love donations of cakes or preserves or anything.
Okay.
Plants.
Yep. Plants, okay. All right, so that's really good and very important to look after our local organisations when they're doing their fundraisers. I know this from personal experience here at the radio station.
Yeah, thank you, Aaron.
And what else we got to talk about? Oh, we were talking about the film festival, but you mentioned to me off the air that you guys have got a website. Is it nearly ready for the film festival?
Yep, we've got a new website, a volunteer who's made it for us. Before, it's just sort of been part of the old school website. This is our own dedicated website. It's live now.
Yeah.
Although there will be continuing to add things as time goes on, but that's got the entry form and some past entries and a few details about what exactly we're looking for. It's www.raglanfilmfestival.co.nz.
Okay,
fairly straightforward. Have a look at it. I think it looks really great.
Yeah, I'll check that out as soon as we're off the air. It's from .co.nz. All right. And what about go ahead.
Was the last thing we've got coming up in September is the Raglan Arts Weekend preview exhibition's opening.
Yep.
And that's really exciting.
So when's that opening?
The 29th of September, which is a Friday, and then it'll be open 10 till 2 every day through to the 23rd of October.
And what's the story with that exhibition? Because I remember there's like a piece of art from everyone in the Arts Weekend, is it?
Yep, there should be two pieces from, at the beginning there'll be two pieces from every artist. So one of them will be just a representative example of their work so that everyone can come and see what they do and plan their weekend trip.
Yeah.
And the other one is a donated piece. And that is sold, the profits from that go to supporting Raglan Arts Weekend 2024.
Okay.
So there's often some really good bargains there because no matter who it is, their work is all sold for the same price.
Oh, okay, right. So even the really established artists, you might be in for a chance to get a bargain.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, sounds good. And I always love to interview a few of the artists before the Arts Weekend, so I guess I'll talk to Nikki about that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
I'm sure that'd be great.
Yeah. Now, what about stuff for the kids, the kids' art classes for the new term? I know they sell out pretty quickly, so is it time to get your kids enrolled?
Yeah, they do. In fact, I think Monday's already booked out.
Oh, okay.
But there are spaces on Thursday.
Yeah.
And they're on our website as well. They're available for booking. They're starting Monday, 16th of October, and Thursday, the 19th, and then going through to the 7th or 11th of December, depending.
Okay. And
our theme's going to be a seaside Christmas, because we've tried doing other themes in the term 4, and the kids just get really excited about Christmas, and they don't want to talk about anything else, so we're just going with it.
So kids, yeah, just go with it, it's easier. And you book online these days, you don't need to ring up, there's an online form or something.
Yep, there's an online form, find it on our workshop, in our website, under the workshops tab.
Okay, brilliant.
And the other workshop we've got booking just now is a 6-week pottery wheel workshop with Sarah Bing.
Okay.
That's not actually starting till the 30th of October, but it's available now.
And are these ones book out? Do they book out as well?
Yeah, they usually do. It's not been quite as frantic. There's a while when we couldn't put on enough of them. We were putting on additional courses because everybody was so into pottery.
Yeah.
And so it's slowed down a little bit. They do still book out, so it'd be good to get in there if you're interested.
So is that like an evening thing or a weekend thing? How does that all go?
It's an evening, 6 weeks,
yep.
Monday evenings, 7 till 9:30.
Okay, with Sarah Bing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and she's most people locals should have heard of her if you're interested in pottery especially. I think she's even been on the radio a couple of times.
Yeah, and so. she's a great tutor. You know, she's very patient and helpful and a lot of fun to be around. So they're usually a really nice class that people enjoy going to as well as learning a lot from.
That's good to hear. You don't want to feel too stressed about messing up your whatever you were making. All right, so that's I think that's everything we were going to talk about, is it?
Yep, I think that's everything we've got coming up, Aaron.
Okay, all right. Well, nice to talk to you this morning, Shona, and maybe we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, brilliant.
Thank you.
Thank you.